Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good
morning. So today I want to continue the sermon that we started on last week with Daniel. So I'm going to invite you all to turn in your Bibles with me to Daniel chapter number 6. Stand to your feet with me. Daniel chapter number 6. And I want to read, starting in verse number 25. Daniel chapter number 6, starting in verse number 25. Say amen, you locate the text.
Amen.
The Bible reads as follows. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions?" So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Here is the reading of God's divine and eternal word, may edify and may sanctify the people of God. I would that you pray with me this morning, Shalom, on the title, "What Got You Here is Going to Keep You Here."
All right.
What got you here is going to keep you here. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, I pray now and ask your blessings upon the word that shall go forth, that it shall not return void, but that it may accomplish that which you have intended, that minds might be illuminated today, teach us something we did not know, that hearts may be encouraged, help us to know trouble does not last always. And God, may someone's soul be convicted, that they may yield unto salvation and accept the free gift that you, for which you died, Jesus, on Calvary's cross. We love you today, we bless you today, we honor you today, and we ask now that you would have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that all of God's children, the redeemed of the Lord, say together, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's give God a praise. I need you all to be quiet, because you might wake the lions that are sleeping right now. So I'm going to attempt to whisper to ensure that everyone understands the delicacy, the very tenuous nature of my situation. You see, my name is Daniel. And right now, I'm in a lion's den. That's why if the lions wake up, I don't know what they're going to do. I need y'all to be quiet. Because the lions are sleeping. And they're sleeping because God promised me that he was going to take care of me, no matter what situation I found myself in. And so today we are here to talk about Daniel, talk about my predicament, my situation, about why I'm in this lion's den. Because you know, I wasn't always here in the lion's den. But every now and again, some of us are going to find ourselves in lion's dens, surrounded by people and things that seek to devour us. For I heard somewhere in the Bible that the devil is seeking this world, roaming this world, seeking whom he may devour. And so every now and again, remember Daniel said it this morning on Father's Day, that you might find yourself in a lion's den. Anybody ever been in a lion's den? And so today, I want you to take a lesson for me in this lion's den. You see, I wasn't always here. I'm here because of a interesting series of events that happened in my life that some folk know about, other folk may not know about, but they're all chronicled right there in the book of Daniel. If you look at that 12 chapter book, you'll find all of what I'm about to tell you in the book of Daniel, one of the great books of Hebrew scripture. And in Daniel, it starts off, if you remember, those of you who were here last week, I shared with you how Daniel, how I and three of my good friends, my Ace Boon Coons, as we call them back in Israel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, all of us were simply minding our own business when one day our world was turned upside down. But you see, our king, King Jehoiakim, was defeated by another king, King Nebuchadnezzar. And that king, King Nebuchadnezzar, when he went back to his land in Babylon, made a decree that he wanted the best and the brightest of the descendants of the royal family to be brought to Babylon where he is. And so they rounded us up. These big Babylonian soldiers came and got us and took me and Hananiah and Azariah and Mishael, took us back to Babylon. And we didn't know what was going to happen to us when we got there. But Lord, when we got there, some things happened. As I shared with you last week, they began to try to change us. They try to change what we ate. They try to change what our education was. And they even tried to change our names. And some of these scriptures that you remember from last week that I put up on the screen, right? To them, the chief priest gave names. He gave the name to me, tried to change my name from Daniel, which means God is my judge, to Belteshazzar. And tried to then change my name, my friend's name, Hananiah, from Hananiah to Shadrach. And changed my other friend's name, Mishael, from Mishael to Meshach. And changed my other friend's name, Azariah, to Abednego. And as I shared with you last week, those names mean different things, right? The name, my name meant Daniel, God is my judge. And I want folk to know God is not only my judge, He's also my justice maker. He's going to make things right even though I find myself in some wrong times. Yes. But in my name of my friend Hananiah, changed his name, which meant Jehovah has given to Shadrach and Meshach. Mishael changed his name, who means who is like God, from Mishael to Meshach. And my other friend Azariah, from which means whom Jehovah helps, changed his name to Abednego. And so what the King Babylon was trying to do was to change not only who we were, not only our identity, but not only what we ate, and not only what we ate, but how we thought. He took us through 3 years of Babylonian education to try to reprogram us so that we would not be Jewish believers in a Jewish God whose name is so holy that we can't even pronounce it, but we simply say His name is Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh, He's my provider. Jehovah Nisi, He fights my battles. Jehovah Rophe, He's my healer. Jehovah Shema, He's my peace. Jehovah Tsidkenu, He's my righteousness. Y'all act like y'all never heard these names before. All right. Jehovah. They tried to change me and my friends from Jehovah, mm-hmm, believing in Jehovah, to believing in the God of Babylon. And so the scriptures go on to say in chapter 1, the rest of chapter 1, if you remember from the scriptures, from the Bible, they remind us of the different series of accounts that happened in my life. And so these scriptures that are up, that we're putting up on the screen, that's just a little hint to my technical folk. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, and he began to try to change us, right? Those who were living in the king's palace, he wanted to make us into Chaldeans. He wanted to make us into Babylonians, and the king appointed for them delicacies and the wines that he drank. But to each of those situations, I responded, and my friends and I responded, we don't want to eat the king's delicacies. We'll go through the training, but I need you to understand, I don't want to eat what you want me to eat. Come on, somebody. I want to tend to my own diet. So Daniel, I purposed in my heart that I would not defile myself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine that they drank. And I said to Ashpenaz, tell the king, I will be a better servant if you let me have my own diet. If you let me eat my vegetables, right? If you let me eat The things that my God has created for me to eat, as opposed to some of the other delicacies that you want me to eat. So I said, test me. Give me vegetables and water to drink while you take some of my other friends, not Hannah and I, Azariah, Mishael, but some of the other friends. Let us four have some vegetables. And because what you want us to eat is stuff like this, herbs, potato chips. You know, we don't want to eat this. Because this is going to cause high blood pressure, quote unquote, Dr. Smith. This is going to cause me to have hypertension if I eat some of the king's diet. No, I don't want to eat none of this. No, nor do I want to drink the stuff you want me to drink. So I'm going to put away the ginger ale from Seagram's. No, I'm not going to drink any of the ginger ale. Y'all get the point, aren't you? Because in the ginger ale is made of high fructose corn syrup. Is that right, Dr. Smith? And that high fructose corn syrup is going to have an adverse effect on my body. And I may be feeling good right now, I may be on a sugar high, but when I come down from sugar high, I'm going to be in a world of trouble. So I'm going to put away the high fructose corn syrup and the potato chips, and I'm going to eat me some vegetables. Because in my bag, I got some other vegetables. And my daughter let me borrow these for today. My broccoli and my cucumbers. I'll need some green stuff. Because there's other stuff, they don't have green. And if it's green, it's my artificially colored green. So I'm going to eat me some vegetables, because I believe that in eating the natural things that God has given me, and if I pray to my God, I believe Ashpenaz, you can tell King Nebuchadnezzar that my body, my countenance is going to be better. It's going to be brighter, because I'm going to follow the dictates of my God. Some of y'all think it's just in eating the vegetables. Well, you can eat all the green vegetables you want, but if your spirit ain't right, you're just going to be a healthy, mean-spirited person going somewhere you don't want to go. So y'all missing the point if you just think it's about the diet. The diet matters, but the diet plus my belief in God is what got me this far by faith. And so the king, the real issue here is not even what I ate, even though the king wanted me to eat the delicacy. So I challenged the king and said, let me and Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael eat vegetables. Any healthy stuff, so that our diet, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit would be all right. But more important than that, don't stop me from worshiping the God I want to worship. Because every night, day, when I get up in the morning, I bow myself down before the Lord, and I put my face toward Jerusalem, and I bow down and say, you are the God of creation, and you are the God of life. Even though I find myself in Babylon right now, God, I believe that you still are a way maker and a burden bearer. And although I don't understand why I'm here, because I'm not always going to have privilege of knowing what you're doing, I'm still going to trust in you until the day I die. Even though I'm in Babylon, God, I know that you are God of the Babylonians. Even though I'm in Babylon, God, I know that any moment you feel like it, you can take me back to my homeland. But while I'm here, I'm going to bless your name. While I'm in Babylon, I'm going to glorify your name. While I'm in Babylon, I'm going to lift up your name, because you are God. And above you, there is no other. Let me let you in on a little secret. You can even be in Babylon and you can worship your God. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all think you need to be in a good place to worship God. You better bless them in season and out of season. You better bless them when you're up and when you're down. You better bless them when folk like you and when folk don't like you. You better bless them when folk are on your side, with everybody stabbing you in the back. So I just made up in my mind, I'm going to serve God. He's the God of my creation. And on Father's Day, I want to thank my daddy, because my daddy ain't mentioned in my book, but I do have a daddy. And my daddy and my mama, before I got into Babylon, they put something inside of me. Thank you, Daddy, for training me in the ways of Scripture. Thank you for letting me know that God is bigger than my circumstances. Thank you for naming me Daniel, that God is my judge and above me there is no other. So no matter what situation I find myself in, I'm going to trust in the Lord. So now I find myself in Babylon. And every situation, I served under three kings. King Nebuchadnezzar, King his grandson, King Belshazzar, and the third was a guy by the name of King Darius, under whom I'm serving right now. And the scripture says that each one of them, I made a decision to serve God. Under Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and I interpreted that dream. And interpreting that dream, I said to Nebuchadnezzar that I need to, that God has given me the ability to interpret dreams. And the scripture that we find in the book of Daniel that says this, right, is found in Daniel chapters 3 and chapters 4 and chapters 5. And so I want to walk you through each of the scriptures that talked about my situation and my circumstance. And so in talking about the next scripture, please, in talking about this situation in which I find myself interpreting Daniel's dream, right, this is what they said about me, that truly God is a God, is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said about me. And then under King Belshazzar, after I interpreted his dream, he too made a statement that talked about my abilities and worship the God that I serve. The next scripture says what? The next scripture that speaks about this is found also in Daniel. And it goes and it says, the next scripture, please. Right, Daniel distinguished himself because he was excellent in spirit, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. This is King, now, not King Nebuchadnezzar, but King Belshazzar, his son, his grandson. And what I'm trying to help you understand is that under each king, I made a decision that not only am I going to eat the right stuff, but I'm going to pray to the right God. And so the next scripture says something similar. This is what they were saying about me, because you do know folk going to talk about you one way or the other. And so it says, all the governors gave, consulted together and established a royal statute. However, petitions that whoever petitions any god or any other man shall be cast into the den of lions. This is how I got in the situation I'm in. Because not under King Nebuchadnezzar, but not under King Belshazzar, but under King Darius, my haters, you do know what haters are, don't you? Haters are folk who are jealous because of how God is showing favor on you. And a lot of folk didn't like the fact that I, a Jewish boy, was now third in command, second in command, and in some case, I even became top in command over all the folk who were under the king's court. Little old me, Daniel, from little old Israel. How did I get to be in this high place in the governor's court? I can't tell you why, but all I can tell you is that God sure can make a way out of no way. You may ask yourself, how did you get here? Stop trying to figure it out. Just say, thank you, Lord, that I'm here. And just walk in your anointing and walk in your blessing. Because folk don't hate on you either way you go. If you do what they want you to do, they're going to stab you in the back. If you don't do what they don't want you to do, they're going to stab you in the back. So you might as well just do what God wants you to do and let them stab you in the back anyway. All of the folk got jealous. But little old me, because I'm now the ruler, because I did what God called me to do, serve him. But also I walked in my gift. I interpreted the dreams. And I don't know what your gifts are, but all of us got some gifts. And all I'm trying to say is just walk in your gift. Stop trying to be what they want you to be and just walk in your gift. Stop listening to the naysayers and do what God called you to do and walk in your gift. Stop trying to do what you want to do. Stop being your own worst enemy and just do what God has called you to do and walk in your gift. And I believe if you walk in your gift, God will always open doors that no man can shut. God will always build bridges that no man can tear down. God will always be a friend when you don't have anybody around you. God will always be with you on the rough side of the mountain. And God will always fight your battles for you. Just walk in your gift. Somebody say, walk in your gift. So I walked in my gift. I praise God. And I did not eat the king's stuff, but I also didn't worship the king's God. Listen to me. Right? Dr. Ian Smith said, your body is the holy temple. Stop listening to the messages that folk want you to do on television, on the radio, and purpose in your heart that you're going to be who God has called you to be and ordained you to be. And you don't love Him with your mind, your body, and your soul. Well, let me rush on because my time is running out. Well, the reason I'm in this lion's den is because I did not bow down to the king. All my haters got him to pass a law that says if any man in the kingdom over the next 30 days worships any other god, then let him be cast into the lion's den. Well, the same thing that got me here is the same thing that's going to keep me here. Even though they passed that law, I still got on my knees. Every morning I'd wake up, and every night I still face Jerusalem, the God of my homeland, and I would pray to my God, Lord, I'm in a predicament right now. Lord, I'm in a situation right now. Lord, I'm in the valley right now. Lord, I'm on the west side of the mountain right now. But Lord, you who never left me before, I need you right now. Because I heard David say, I was once young, and now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord, I know you're going to make a way out of no way. So after I prayed my prayer, I took off my robe and they put me in the lion's den. And here I find myself. And I thought, I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, the lions could have ate me. I didn't know. So you don't know the outcome of your predicament. But you know the God who is the Lord of your outcomes of your predicament. So I didn't know what the lions were going to do, but I knew what my God can do. I didn't know how the lions were going to react. I knew how my God had helped me before. And if he helped me once, he can help me again. If he delivered me once, he can deliver me again. If he made a way one time, he can make a way another time. I'm not going to get spiritual amnesia. I'm going to trust in the Lord until the day I die. So I'm in the den. And don't you know what God did? God shut the lion's mouth. And not only did he shut their mouths, but he made them so pacified that they laid down to sleep, y'all. Come on, somebody. And even when your haters are roaring all around you, even when your naysayers are roaring all around you, even when your enemies are killing you and stabbing you in the back, God may not take you out of the den, but God will step in the den and he'll make your lion. He'll make your lions lay down at your feet. So there you have it. Shiloh Baptist Church. I purposed in my heart that I was going to eat right. I purposed in my heart I was going to pray right. And I purposed in my heart that I was never going to take my eyes off the God of my salvation. And so let me tell you what God did. The king, when I was about to go into the den, he said, may God bless you. Put it up on the screen. I don't want you to think I'm making this up. God, the king said this. He said, as I was going into the king and into the den, your God whom you serve, Daniel, he gonna deliver you. Imagine that. The king that passed the law is the same king that said your God can make a way for you. And don't you know, the lions are still sleeping, y'all. But I hear something at the door. I think they're about to open the door. King, how you doing? Your grace. And the king said, what's up on the screen? The king said, I'm going to pass a decree to all the people and nations and languages. the decree in every dominion of my kingdom that men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, steadfast forever. God's kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. Well, I'm not getting the message, are you? If you just keep God first, he'll make your enemies praise the God of your salvation. If you just keep God first, even your haters will bless the God of your salvation. If you just put God first, even your naysayers will bless the God of your salvation. I need somebody who gon' lift up the name of Jesus. I need somebody who gon' lift up the name of God. I need somebody who's not ashamed of the name. Come on, somebody. Has God been good to you? He brought me out of the lion's den. Has God been good to you? Well, that's my story. And I'm going to stick with it. Let the church say amen. Everyone's got to listen to me. Everyone standing to their feet. I need someone here today to not just think this was an entertainment. This wasn't a performance. This is ministry. Deacons and deaconess and clergy, go out and help me share in the invitation today. Deacons and clergy and deaconess, help me go out and share in the invitation today. My prayer today is that you, someone, would see the world through Daniel's eyes and bless the God of Daniel. That's my prayer.
Thank you.
I don't know your situation. Remember, I said everyone's going to go through some lion's den experiences every now and again. Some of y'all are wondering why. I need you to stop questioning God and start leaning on him. So wherever you are and whatever your situation, the choir's going to sing and the invitation to discipleship is extended. I invite you to come. Give me your hand, but give God your heart. In the name of Jesus. If you don't have a church home, my prayer is that you would step out and say, Lord, I've been running, but I'm going to trust you today. So go ahead and sing, choir. And as they sing this song, if you don't have a church, come give us your hand. But more important, if you don't know Jesus, give God your heart. Step on out. Go ahead and sing, choir. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.